This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Back now, President Obama said that he could have defeated Donald Trump. Could Joe Biden have defeated Donald Trump?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on that.
Well, in your heart of hearts, the criticism is there was a lack of an economic message. That's your ballpark. Pennsylvania, the Rust Belt.
Look,
your home territory. Regrets?
I have no regret in the sense that I made the wrong decision. I made the right decision. Do I regret that my point of view is not going to be reflected in the next administration because we have Mr. Trump? Yeah, I do regret that.
I mean, he says,
welcome to the show, America. Seven more days. But don't think that these people are going to go away quietly, because they're not. By the way, that was, of course, Joe Biden. Let me give you the number here, 877-317-6432. Joe Biden gets a participation trophy. Yes, I will explain later. Also, end of wet foot, dry foot. Obama yesterday ended wet foot, dry foot by an executive order. Cubans who arrive in the U.S. without a visa will now be returned. Frankly, I think that Obama did Trump a solid here, and I'll explain why in a moment. Also, this Russian thing will not go away. They are still going to push this Russian deal. Trust me. Now, there's a little wrinkle to it. I talked about this yesterday because this was breaking yesterday as I was doing the show. Now, the Justice Department is now investigating James Comey. That's right. The same Justice Department that would not investigate Hillary is now going to investigate James Comey for investigating Hillary. You got that? Yeah, exactly. So, James Comey now is the bad guy. Okay? So, here's the deal. And already there is now talk. You see, you take... No, we got 7 days to go here now. Understand what's happening. The global powers that be, the globalists, are starting to freak out. Because they know they don't hold sway any longer. In fact, I said this to you. Wednesday, that press conference that Trump gave was a seminal moment. It is, you mark it down on your calendars. Okay? January 11th, 2017, is the day that the media no longer became relevant in this country. Or I should say the mainstream media. Anyway. So now, you're going to have, and I'm going to tell you right now, and don't doubt me on this, because this has been building now. And that is, the legitimacy of Donald Trump's presidency. Okay? Now you've got this Comey thing. Okay? Because they've tried everything. They tried everything they can to delegitimize this president. And they've thrown the book at him. And the dirty tricks from, you know, the Billy Bush tapes to the attempts to take down Trump throughout the campaign that we all know. We're well aware of them. But now you have this Comey thing going on where now they're openly saying, well, you know, maybe, you know, she won the popular vote. Comey totally screwed her. And the Russians hacked this election. You take all that together and you throw it in a pan and you make an omelet. And the omelet is, we have to have another election. I mean, you are, there's already talk of that. You've got that article on the Hill about that. So it has begun now. It has begun. I want to play this for you. I've got some sound bites. I got some good sound bites for you today. Where is this? Oh, okay. Here we go. Now, this is, wait a minute. Let me just find it here. Because I got so many today. This is Al Franken. Okay. First, let me just play this for you. And this is the crew at MSNBC, right? This is Al Franken this morning on Morning Joe. Now listen, because they're going to lay this out.
Yeah. Donnie. Senator, we spoke earlier on the show about the investigation now into Comey, and we pretty much around the table agreed that had that not happened, we would have a different president. Do you agree with that? That was, obviously Hillary did a lot of things wrong, but that was the tipping point with the shift of the election?
Well, I'm not a commentator like all of you and don't have that kind of wisdom.
We have none. They haven't taken you through the deep, funny
it?
Eyes.
Yeah,
because that was
so
a very funny.
Funny
thing you just said.
Oh, that was unintended.
Dry.
That was tended
to
humble.
Dry.
How
about
dry
feeling?
You're
you
very
have
humble.
Feeling it shifted the election?
Yes. Yes. No, I look, Nate Silver and others have said that's when the momentum turned. That's when the momentum shifted. Of course, I think that made an enormous difference. Yes. I think you guys are right.
Oh, yeah. You know, because Nate Silver, I mean, you know, he's what is Nate Silver? He's a handicapper. Are you kidding me right now? Because this is what they're saying. Now the argument is like, well, you know, all the exit polls showed that Hillary was ahead. And all the polls leading up to it showed Hillary ahead until that last week. And then all of a sudden, the last week, Hillary, you know, if you look at the polls, the last week is where, you know, she started, and all of a sudden started getting tight. And, you know, that coincided with Comey coming out with that. But for Comey, but for the Russians, but for the popular vote, but for blah, 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 she'd be president right now. But for the fact that I didn't buy a lotto ticket, I could have won the lotto. But for the fact that I didn't take boxing lessons, I could have been heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, come on. Really? But they really believe this stuff. They really believe this stuff. That, hey, you know, Hillary Clinton, she was the lead. She would have won if it wasn't for Comey. If it wasn't for the Russians, she would have won. Everything was conspiring against Hillary Clinton. See, this is how desperate these people are. And believe you me, they're going to try whatever. It's a week left now. And literally a week left. We've got exactly 7 days till Donald J. Trump is now the 45th president of the United States, and they're going to come up with whatever they can. But I will be.
You made my soul burning fire. Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. The big story, of course, today. It's funny because I'm watching CNN right at the gym, like I do, you know, usually before I come here. The big story was on CNN. I swear, it's breaking news. It was Brooke Baldwin's show comes on in the afternoon, and she comes on, and the breaking news was CNN saying, we reported that Donald Trump was briefed by James Comey and given this two-page addendum, you know, with the Golden Shower story. So we just want you to know that that's what CNN reported. We're not fake news. That was the breaking story. It was basically to cover their ass. I'm like, that's not news. It's not a breaking story. And they just went, they went into great pains as to explain, you know, the way the whole thing went down. When they know they've been caught red-handed and they're basically full of it. So now, of course, in addition to that story, the big story is, this IG investigation into, James Comey. So today, Robbie Mookie, the, former, campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, who still thinks that, Hillary really did win. He was on with Wolf Blitzer earlier today, so I want to play this for you.
Look, Robbie, thanks very much for joining us. React to this. Do you welcome this investigation by the Inspector General of the Justice Department, or from your perspective, is it too late?
Well, Wolf, thanks for having me. We do welcome this. I certainly welcome it. We expressed deep concerns during the campaign, as you know, that what Director Comey did was not just inappropriate, it was a breach of longstanding Justice Department protocol, both to editorialize about what he thought about Secretary Clinton, rather than just saying he was not recommending that the investigation move forward. And, of course, the letters were completely inappropriate. The fact that he sent a letter to Congress saying he may have some information, he wasn't sure, and lo and behold, a few days later came back and said, I don't have anything there. And so I'm glad that someone has finally spoken up and is looking into this. And, you know, we look forward to seeing what the findings are.
Have you had a chance, Rob?
So to what end, Robbie? I'll tell you what they want to do here. They're gonna. This is a last ditch effort. We got 7 days to go. It's a last ditch effort to delegitimize this president, to make sure that he does not take the presidency, take the office of the presidency. That's what this is about. Later in this interview, Robbie Mookie is asked if he thinks Trump won fair and square. Okay? Now, understand something. This is, a coordinated campaign by those individuals deep inside the intelligence community that are threatened by a Donald Trump presidency. Because, this goes way, way, way back. And I'll explain to you what's going on here. Because this has been going on for decades. But let me just go to Robbie Mook. Because this is being used, and again, this is insidious, but it's a drip, 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 drip of psychological warfare. This is what this is. And they've done this throughout the campaign. Remember when I told you, because I remember after the Billy Bush tapes came out, right? The Billy Bush tape comes out, and I had people calling me, and my callers, I had people emailing me going, I'm really worried, man. I'm really worried now. And that was to, again, depress you into not voting, not showing up, because they knew that that they were having a problem with getting out the vote. You know, because Democrats, that's how they win. They get out the vote. They get out the vote. They knew that they were having a problem getting out the vote. So what did they do? This was their way to make you not vote. But it didn't work. Nothing's worked. Nothing has worked. This is, trust me, this is the last gasp effort for these people to try to stop Donald Trump by diminishing him and delegitimizing him. This is when, you know, the last gasp before the soul leaves the body of a dying corpse. That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. Here's Robbie Mookie. I want to play this for you. Okay?
For all in our elections.
Do you believe, Robbie, that the Donald Trump won the election fair and square?
Look, the tally is in. Donald Trump is going to be sworn in as our president, and I certainly hope he understands the awesome responsibility that he is taking on, and I think all Americans need to hope and wish that he is going to do a good job and that he is going to act in our collective best interest. That matter is settled. But again, what is not yet settled is what happened. What did the Russians do? Were there connections between the Russians and the Trump campaign or with Mr. Trump himself? Does Mr. Trump have financial entanglements with the Russians? And then what was going on at the FBI? Why were there these leaks coming out constantly about Secretary Clinton? Why, when the FBI was asked about investigations into Mr. Trump, they poo-pooed it and pushed it away, yet all of a sudden all this information has come on to come out into the open that the FBI had for some time? We need to understand how we make our elections fair. And a really key point in this for me, Wolf, is this cannot be partisan. This isn't about Democrats, Republicans, independents. This is about, as Americans, what has made our country great, what has made us prosperous, is that we have a thriving, fair, free, and open.
This is not about a partisan issue at all. come on, Robbie Mookie. Come on, Mookie. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for health care? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising health care costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing health care for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Whether there were interventions that impeded that process. We've got to get the facts, and we've got to make sure that no candidate like Secretary Clinton has to be sitting here today hearing all this information and questioning why it seems that these improper actions took place.
And Donald Trump repeatedly, including as recently as yesterday, he flatly denies that he had any financial or any other connection with the Russians during the course of this campaign or in his business dealings, personal dealings, or any other dealings. Robbie Mook, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Wolf.
All right, Mookie. So that's the latest, okay? So you're going to hear this again. Comey, the Russians, the popular vote. You take that all together, and you got yourself a delegitimate president. That's what this is all about. This is what it's all about. So, they still don't get it, and they still don't understand that no matter what they do, it's not going to matter. But see, this is to put in the minds of people a question. Although it's not going to work. It's not going to work because I think people can now see what's going on, and they realize what's going on, and they say to themselves, wait a minute. This is complete bogus, fake news. Okay? So, we should have an investigation now? Really? Okay. Here's more of Robbie Mookie. This is on a different show, but it's on CNN. Okay, listen.
Evan Perez, thanks so much. So let's talk a little bit more about this. With me now is Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, Robbie Mook. Hi, Robbie.
Hey, Carol.
Thank you for being here this morning. You probably already know this, but the president-elect has already responded to this investigation, Jim Comey, and what he did during that time. This is what the president-elect tweeted this morning. What are Hillary Clinton's people complaining about with respect to the FBI based on the information they had? She should never have been allowed to run. Guilty as hell. They were very nice to her. She lost because she campaigned in the wrong states. No enthusiasm. Your reaction to those tweets?
Well, I think this is Donald Trump lashing out the way he typically does. He's coming under further scrutiny for his own connections to Russia. And then obviously this Inspector General investigation into Director Comey and the FBI's handling of the email investigation is calling into question whether there were political motivations and whether that might have impacted the outcome of the election. Trump doesn't have good answers to these questions, so he's lashing out as he usually does. I'm glad that the Inspector General has called for this investigation. We need to understand why Director Comey took the unprecedented step of talking about the investigation of Secretary Clinton, why he sent those letters, and whether there were political motivations.
Well, some Republicans.
That's what they believe. They are gonna get. Let me tell you something. They're gonna continue this for the next week. Okay, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna continue this, and then also now there are calls for Comey to step down. Right. That's what you're hearing now. Well, you know, Comey should step down. Now. Of course, Democrats are talking about it. Republicans are even talking about it. Of course, it's, you know, the rhinos that are talking about it. The Republicans in name only. That's why I've always said to you that it's just one party. There's just one party. Anyway, here's more of Yo Mookie.
What she did.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Jim Comey should resign when all is said and done?
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to get the facts. It's up to Mr. Comey whether he steps down. But what Inspector General,
what in your mind would demonstrate the need for Jim Comey to resign?
I think if he has acted improperly and that the American people can no longer have faith in his ability to carry out justice, I think at that point someone should step down. I think it's hard to be a director of such an important institution when that trust is no longer there. And let's let this process play out and look at the facts. But there are some pretty clear facts in front of us, such as that press conference he had, such as those letters, the leaks that were coming out constantly. Mm-hmm. And I wish that this had gotten more scrutiny during the election, frankly. But we are where we are, and I'm glad that it's going to be looked at more closely.
So is the Russians. It's Comey. It's, you know, she won the popular vote, man. Have you ever? I've never seen anything like this, honestly. Talk about some sore losers. Honestly, I've never seen anything like this in my life. To the point of... And this I've never seen. Have you noticed how they're running now these ads against Tillerson? I don't know where you know if it's all over the country. I know that in South Florida here, I've been seeing these ads popping up, and it's these you know vote against Tillerson ads. And they're online, they're on TV, voting against Tillerson. I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen somebody campaign. There's an actual campaign going on to take out Tillerson. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like this. You know, usually you get a little bit of a honeymoon here. There's no honeymoon going on whatsoever. They are trying everything they can to again, this is about delegitimizing. And you heard this literally as soon as Donald Trump won. As soon as Donald Trump won, the first inklings of it were, well, you know, he didn't win the popular vote. You know, she won the vote, the popular vote. Like, who cares? What's the prize for the popular vote? Do you get something for winning the popular vote? I don't know. I don't think so. Last I checked, there's no prize for the popular vote. And then, well, you know, it was the Russians. We don't have any proof whatsoever it was the Russians. Show me the proof. Show me. Because so far, it's speculation, innuendo. In fact, if the best thing that you can come up with is some bogus story, then, you know, by all means, awesome. I saw today there was Jim Scudo on CNN. He's interviewing John Negroponte, former ambassador. And he was asking him, well, is this, this story that came out, I mean, would you have put that out there? He's like, look, we get stories like this all the time, and, you know. And Jim Scudo was like, oh, well, really? Okay, that's an interesting take. And what about the fact that, General Flynn reached out to the Russian ambassador and wished him a Merry Christmas? Well, what do you make of that? I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, please give us a spotlight. Something that you know can change the weather. But a kettle of fire is calm tonight, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. The number here is 877-317-6432. We're joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Tim, how are you? Hello?
Talking today about some of the media bias that's going on, and we do have some breaking news with the House. You know, looks like they're going to approve, you know, the process of dismantling Obamacare. But what you would see if you're reading the newspapers is say, oh my gosh, tomorrow I'm not going to have insurance, which has been a complete scare tactic by Pelosi and a lot of the Democrats, where they believe that once this is repealed, people are out of insurance. You know, Ryan has talked and promised and vowed that, no, that's not going to be the case. There's going to be something in place, you know, a transitional thing. So people are not going to lose their insurance immediately. And that's just, you know, one example of what I've seen lately in the last few weeks of just doing these scare tactics, just to scare the American public.
Well, that's the that's the MO of the left. I mean, if you think about it, that's what they do. I mean, look, we've seen now, the reality is that Obamacare, if left alone completely, it is on a death spiral right now. I mean, the facts are is that the big insurance companies are pulling out, doctors are pulling out. There are the pool of people that are signed up for it are sick people. There's no healthy people because they're looking at other other options. So if left to its own devices, Obamacare will basically it's on a death spiral this year. Premiums are so crazy high, deductibles are so high, it's affected businesses. What Donald Trump is saying is that, listen, we're going to take care of this because, if we don't, it's interesting to me how, the Democrats are saying, well, you don't have any replacement. If we just leave it alone, it's going to implode and it's going to impact people even more.
I've always said this, Edward, that, he can quote the 15 million people that have insurance, but I always ask when I meet some of the Democrats, I said, how many of those 15 million people actually can afford to use the insurance?
Right.
That's a question that has not been answered. And, I've from personal I'll give you a personal story that, you know, my children, you know, have to be on the exchange programs, and one of them does, and we're researching it. And he's got a pre-existing condition, which is great, so that treatment's taken care of, but the drug to treat it is not covered. So what's the
right
point? So the drug itself is costing $4,000 a month.
Oh.
I mean, and I know that the another thing that you and I have discussed before about the pharmaceutical problems that we have in this country and just how they're just reaping millions off the backs of hardworking citizens. And, you know, so those are situations. In the state that he lives in, my son lives in, there's only one insurance company participating.
Right, so they can basically do whatever they want.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, that's a big problem. But the other thing I really wanted to weigh in, because I've been dying to talk to you about this, you know, the entire Russian situation right now, what was released was, you know, I thought, you know, I even told the staff here, you know, I thought there was a couple of mistakes. First, I thought, unbelievable that, you know, I wouldn't even call it a news organization that reported that, you know, fake document or unverified document when a lot of people had it and did not report it. So that's one problem. But what bothers me mostly about the entire situation is, you know, we just spent the last few weeks talking about Russians hacking, Russians doing all of this stuff about WikiLeaks, not talking about what's in the WikiLeaks, but talking about the Russians' ability to break in our systems, and the Russians were doing this. Why isn't there a congressional request right now to investigate who leaked this document out? I mean, this is interesting. The document is released after Donald Trump criticizes our intelligence agencies, which all of a sudden the left wants to say that these are the greatest intelligence agencies. They seem to forgot what the intelligence agencies and the failures of our intelligence agencies did. And I can start with the biggest one with the 9/11, not being prepared and knowing that was going to happen. You know, the weapons of mass destruction that did not exist. And Trump is saying, look, there's so many problems with our intelligence agencies. You know, perhaps he needs to clean out the swamp there. But, Edward, why isn't there on the right or even on the left saying we need an investigation on who leaked this out?
Well, look, we already kind of know, you know, Reuters was reporting yesterday that this MI6 guy was hired by Jeb Bush to do opposition research, and that after Donald Trump got the nomination, that they handed it over to the Democrats. We also know, for instance, that John McCain was instrumental in handing over this information to the CIA. And you know, I love how he just feigns like, oh well, you know, I just did it because I'm a concerned citizen. You know, it stinks to high heaven.
You know, I don't have a problem with them giving the information. I have a problem leaking it to the public.
I agree.
That's where I think it's like, what's more dangerous? If our own intelligence agencies are leaking this out, is that extremely dangerous? Because they don't like what the president might say about the intelligence agencies, which has been so many failures that you and I could spend an entire day listing every single one of them.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And look, you know, listen, what's going on here, in fact, I'm going to get into it in the next hour. What's going on here is there's a battle going on within the intelligence communities because, look, the CIA, you know, they wanted Hillary Clinton to win. They wanted Hillary Clinton to win because the CIA has been involved in this covert military operation to overthrow Syria, right? And then there's people within the FBI that were obviously, you know, wanted Trump to win. And so that's what's going on here. There's an actual, like, war going on within the intelligence community that we don't even really realize, you know, here in the, you know, the mainstream media and most of the public doesn't get what's going on and why this is happening. You know, that's, and you're right. I thought the same thing yesterday. I'm like, okay, well, who's leaking this stuff? Obviously, there are people within the intelligence communities that are leaking this information. You're absolutely right, Tim.
Yeah, and I agree with Donald Trump. A few years back, you know, after 9/11, I ran a story about, and I had names, like, you remember when Cat Stevens was getting pulled over?
Sure.
All these those nuns on the planes and so forth and told to leave because they were a terrorist or something, or suspected of it, the peace train guy and so forth. So I told some PSA people, look, I want you to run a series of names. So let's start out with Bin Laden. I want to know if these people are cleared to fly. So they ran Bin Laden's name for me, and they printed it out, and he was cleared to fly. Cleared to fly. Of course, after I wrote that story, Edward, I got the SS stamped on my ticket, which means selective screening, and I, for about 2 years, I was just pulled over consistently for selective screening. But to me, that just shows you the intelligence failure on top of other things. And that's what I think Donald Trump was talking about, is like, look, guys, even the left was saying that for decades, and now all of a sudden politically convenient to say, no, the CIA is telling the truth on these reports. All these reports are true. I just find it very hypocritical and, on the mainstream press, especially, that they're not looking at these particular leaks.
Well, it was the Russians. It was Comey. She won the popular vote. What else are they going to come up with? And they are going to continue this until next Friday. I am certain of that.
Yeah, I think so. And it's interesting that, on the other side, they just with the WikiLeaks, that sort of dropped, like we discussed WikiLeaks and a lot of things in it. But now it's just like, oh, the Russians. They're still forgetting what was in those WikiLeaks.
Right. There's a Ruski under every bed. All right. I got to run, Tim. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Thank you. The madness and the mayhem. And yes, the manhood continues in a moment. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.